Shalom to everybody. We are on. Today, very interesting topic. Rav Kook has something interesting to say about every topic under the sun. And today's topic is cleanliness, physical cleanliness. And actually, I didn't think till right now that maybe I should have cleaned my bookshelves a little to be a little more fit in with the atmosphere here. But let's go right into it. It's the other people in the waiting room. Okay, I'll put on the share screen. And here we go. Okay, so the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, 41a, tells us something seemingly technical, physical, mundane. The Gemara says, "Rachatz bechamin velo shata mehem." If a person is washing in a bathhouse, like they used to go in the olden days in the public bathhouses, if he washes his body but he doesn't drink hot water, domele tanur, he is like a furnace. She sikua mi bachutz, that they lit the furnace outside, velo hi siku mi bifnim. Right, if you light a furnace on the outside, it doesn't do too much, as Rashi says, she'ino metiv leklum. It doesn't help at all. The whole idea of a furnace is to concentrate all of the hot temperature in a very, very small area. And Rav Kook, as we saw last week, is going to go in a symbolic direction. What is the symbolism of what does this have to do with a furnace? What is the symbolism of the furnace lighting inside or outside without the inside? And what is the significance of washing ourselves outside and inside? Rav Kook writes as follows. Again, this is in Ayah, chapter 3, Piska Vav 6. Yafehi ha'era ha'musarit ha'klalit ha'ne'utza be'omek teva shmirat ha'guf. Rav Kook is telling us that, as always, our rabbis are not just teaching us some kind of technical, physical idea. You should wash outside, you should drink hot water inside, but there is a he'ara musarit. Musarit usually is translated as ethical. By Rav Kook, it means also ethical and also philosophical. There's a deeper idea here. And as we've seen in the past, the Zohar, Jewish Kabbalah, teaches us that the physical world is to help us understand the metaphysical world. And if you look at the laws of nature, that'll help us understand the laws of spirituality in God as well. If you remember, we spoke about once, even more than once, about the idea of Yirida Litzorech Aliyah, that in the physical world you can only jump after you crouch down, and then you can jump higher. And the further you push a spring down, the higher it's going to jump. And the further you wind back to throw, the further you can throw. So the laws of physics are here, Rav Kook writes in Orot HaTshuvah, to teach us about the idea of Ki Nafalti Kamti. As the Pasuk says, that Davka, because I fell, I rose to even higher level. So the same thing here, even though it seems that we're talking about something technical, there is nothing technical in God's world, because God created the physical world, just like the spiritual world, and the laws of the physical world are also spiritual laws and will help us understand how to live life deeper. Kichol nikayon urechitza chitzonit. Because all external washing, tigamer az litova, it will in the end be for the good. Biyota mechuberet imrechitza pnimit. Rav Kook is explaining that when Chazal, our rabbis, are teaching us that when you go to the bathhouse and you wash yourself with hot water, your body with hot water, you should also drink hot water and bring the hot water inside your body. And what Rav Kook is saying is that the external washing corresponds to the internal washing. You can't just wash your physical body and ignore your internal body and soul. Notice there's an internal body and an external body, and then there's the internal soul. וזה הדבר נוהג בין בהנהגה הגופנית, שצריך האדם שיכיר את הרחיצה לשם תועלת שמירת גופו יותר מלשם הקישוט החיצוני שיש בה. Rav Kook says, let's even just start with the physical aspect. There are three levels. The most external aspect of washing, shampooing, is to mikashet, to make yourself look nice. If you're going to a meeting, you're going out on a date, you want to look nice for other people, that is the most external aspect of washing. But Rav Kook is saying that it's not just that you're washing for other people, which is the external physical, but there's also the internal physical in the body itself, Shmirat Gufo. What does it mean, the internal physical? The me physical, not just for other people. I'm not just combing my hair or shampooing my beard for other people, but it's healthy for the pores. Right? We learned in science in 10th grade that all the little holes that we have in our skin, all of these pores can fill up with dirt, they fill up with oils, they fill up with foreign objects. And the body, internally, when we eat something which isn't healthy, the body takes out that which doesn't belong. Externally, it is true that, but it takes a while. Most of us probably know that if you get a splinter, it will take a couple of days, usually, until the body throws out the splinter. On the other hand, if I can take out the splinter manually, it won't hurt me even for 2 or 3 days. The same thing. Washing, even more so. God gave us water. God gave us soap. He gave us detergents that we, in our free will, should choose to wash up. Everybody decides, am I going to wash every day, every other day? But we have to, for our own health, we have to wash ourselves. So in the meantime, we've seen two levels. There is the external level, the most external level, that we wash ourselves for other people. And then there is a more internal, external level, which is that I wash myself for my body, for my health. And then continues Rav Kook, v'tivyehu, once I get in the habit of looking inwards, again, don't just live life externally. Just like you shouldn't judge a book by its cover. Al tistakel b'kankan ela b'ma she'yesh bo. There are a lot of unhandsome people who inside are great people. There are a lot of people who are extremely short or extremely heavy set or who don't make such a great appearance on the outside. Judaism teaches that we should look inside. And where Rav Kook is telling us that this idea of even when you wash, don't wash for other people, but look more internal to your own physical body, your own physical health, that you'll feel good about yourself. V'tivyehu gam ken lachshom shezot arechitza achitzonit b'chelik hanikayon shiyesh b'klapei chutz shimatzrechet et hanikayon shel haruach. And once we are accustomed to looking inside from the external level to the middle level of my body, then we will also continue, we will be in the habit of looking even more internally to cleanse the soul. Shel taharat halev mimachshavot mechuarot. Two, just like we have to clean our body, and like what do we, when we go to sleep, Rav Kook writes about this in Orot HaKodesh, that the world is based on like the ocean. It flows in, it flows out. The heart contracts and, what's the opposite of contracts? Let's out. The moon gets full and then gets empty. And all of life is in and out, breathing in, breathing out. And so too, when we go to sleep at night, The idea is to wake up in the morning with a fresh restart. Today with computers, we have very clear concepts that, you know, even if you're upset about something or you don't know to make a decision, we all know the idea of I'll sleep on it, right? And maybe in the morning I'll have more clarity. And the same thing when we wash our body, when we wash, we should also look inwards to wash our soul, to do that restart. Okay, Tzvia, can you mute the other people? Okay, I'll try and mute them. Okay. What is Yom Kippur about? Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, the new year, is the idea of restart. Oh. Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. I muted myself by accident also. Okay, what is the idea of Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah? At the beginning of the year, we push restart. We believe that even if something wasn't right, we can wash our state clean, our slate clean, apologize to God, apologize to our fellow man, and get a new start. And that's what we should think about every morning, and that's what we should also think about when we wash our bodies. Again, don't think of washing externally for other people. Wash your body for yourself, and once I'm looking inside, internally, take it even one more step internally, and think about washing my thoughts. Tarat halev mimachshavot mechuarot. Today, especially again with internet, because we're bombarded with advertisements in the newspapers, on the radio, wherever we look, there are a lot of problematic thoughts or problematic feelings. I'm not just talking about pornography, even something like selfishness, right? That very often we have a natural tendency to be selfish, which isn't bad, because imein ani li mili. We have to take care of ourselves. On the other hand, like with anything, very often, most people tend to overdo it and over-concentrate and over-focus on me, myself, and I. So there's just another example of how we should also wash ourselves internally. So that's taharat halev, to purify our heart. Continues Rav Kook, taharat ha-sechel. Also, once we are washing, and we're looking internally to wash also our own body, that's the internal body, and also even more internal, our soul, we should wash ourselves to purify our sechel, our thoughts. Midimyonot achurim v'cha'ele. What is the difference between problematic feelings and problematic thoughts? In the time of Rav Kook, one of the big topics was the issue of Haskalah, the Haskalah movement and the Reform movement, where people were cynical towards Judaism, were junking religion, were saying, oh, we don't need all these old-fashioned things anymore. And there was like this peer pressure to be cynical about religion. And Rav Kook, when he was learning in Volozhin, there were a lot of, even Micha Berdachevsky, one of the famous authors and leaders of the Zionist movement, he learned in Volozhin the same time as Rav Kook, but he went totally in the opposite direction, becoming cynical towards religion, towards learning Torah. And also today when we have in the newspapers and the press all over the world, not just the New York Times is extremely left-wing, the press in Israel, the press all over the world has a very strong tendency to be anti-religious, anti-traditional, anti-nationalism. Everything is very left-wing and pro-universal, pro-humanism, which there is obviously truth in those ideas. On the other hand, they, like anything, if you take it to an extreme, you end up having problematic thoughts. So again, these are just some ideas of problematic feelings and problematic ideas that sometimes when we wash ourselves, you know, sometimes it's even healthy. I once heard that it's healthy. A lot of people sing in the shower. And I once heard that it's healthy to let yourself go, let yourself be free. Again, it's like that same reset when you're washing your body. Wash your soul as well. Why not do a Yom Kippur every time you take a shower? Every time you wash up? Every time you brush your teeth? It's the same thing. Okay, let's continue. Paragraph Bet continues Rav Kook. Here we go. Ve'im yifne ha'adam tamid bechol inyan. And if a person gets himself in the habit on all topics, afilu yechitzoni, even regarding external topics, like washing your body, like washing the floor, klapei ha'toelet ha'pnimit sheyesh bo, a person should get in the habit of looking for the internal, the deeper, the spiritual or metaphysical toelet, benefit of that external action, just like we're doing here. Az yivor lo tamid. Notice Rav Kook mentions twice the idea of always do it. Get in that habit of always looking deeper inside. Hanhaga tova umoelet. And that will, you'll always end up for the better. Because this is part of the maturing process that we've discussed almost every time. That Rav Kook says life is about maturing and growing. And part of maturing is to learn to look deeper. Children take everything at face value. A mature person knows to look deeper, to look in the long term. The same thing when it comes to pleasure. If you remember, we learned in Rav Kook, in Orot HaKodesh, he mentions a similar idea that there is a ratzon pnimi and a ratzon chitzoni. Just like here, there's the internal desire and the external desire. Now, the external desire is to sleep a lot, to be lazy, to be selfish, to just eat pizza and steak all day. And that is our external desire, what I feel like. On the other hand, that is third-class pleasure. A higher-class pleasure is not what I feel like doing, but what I want. That is what Rav Kook calls my inner desire. Rav Soloveitchik uses the term lower desire and higher desire, but it's the same idea. I remember one time after, and it was Machach in Camp Mosheva, and we must have had a very successful madrich, because my friend Ari Harwitz, Zichrono Livracha, and I, we were discussing at 2 in the morning, what is the meaning of life? What is the goal of life? And I remember he said that if you're looking for a general goal, if a person, whether he's male or female, Jewish or Gentile, religious or non-religious, the common denominator is that everybody wants pleasure. And I disagreed with him. I said that, yes, everybody wants pleasure, but wherever you go, North America, South America, religious, non-religious, Jewish, Gentile, communist, democratic, every person wants pleasure, but every person is willing to forego all of his pleasure for an ideal. And just like communists are willing to die for the name of communism, even if it means giving up their life, and people who believe in democracy are willing to give their lives for democracy, and we in Am Yisrael, of course, we are willing to give our lives for the state of Israel. And basically, when I got a little older and I learned in yeshiva, I learned in Mesilat Yesharim, the Ramchal writes that we weren't really debating. That even though my friend said that the goal of life is pleasure, and I claimed that ideals are higher than pleasure, what the Ramchal says is that my friend was right. The goal of life is pleasure. But the question is, what type of pleasure? If you're talking about third-class pleasure, that low pleasure, what Rav Kook calls external pleasure, that external pleasure, that's not the real me, that's third-class pleasure. On a higher level of pleasure is second-class pleasure, which if the lowest pleasure, the childish pleasure, is short-term pleasure, a higher level is long-term pleasure. But we in Am Yisrael have an even higher first-class type of pleasure, and that is eternal pleasure. Eternal is even longer than long-term. And again, it's just another idea of what Rav Kook is saying, that always get in the habit of looking inside. Even when you're washing your body, look first at your body. Don't do it for other people, do it for yourself. And then look inside and think of how I can wash my thoughts and my feelings. She'afilu klapei chutz tiye yoter na'e mi'ilu lechatchila kivein barak latzeit al yada klapei chutz. Very interesting. Rav Kook is telling us that there's a hava mina. I would have thought that if a person washes his body for the sake of beautifying himself for others, for people getting dressed up, for people outside, for people in the work, for people who see me outside, I would have thought that if a person does that, he will spend more time on his beauty. Rav Kook is saying, adrabba, to the contrary. Because what happens is, if a person just washes up for the sake of other people, eventually, pretty quickly, he'll realize that it's a bluff. Why should I do this for other people? And why should I live my life for other people? And in the end, he's going to mazniach, he's going to neglect the way that he looks. As opposed to, if a person washes for himself and for his health and to feel good, he will continue doing that on a regular basis. And here, you know what, let's jump for a second. Oh, I closed the share screen. Let's jump for a second. I brought for you from Avot Rabbi Natan a very interesting source. Some of you may have heard the punchline, but it's always good now that we're adults to see it inside in context. Avot Rabbi Natan, Bet Lamed. That is Nusach Bet. There are two Nuschaot of Avot Rabbi Natan. By the way, if you like Ethics of the Fathers, Pirkei Avot, and you haven't learned Avot Rabbi Natan, you should definitely learn it. And even if you learned Avot Rabbi Natan, you should then go ahead and learn Avot Rabbi Natan Bet, because there are two editions of Avot Rabbi Natan. Anyway, Avot Rabbi Natan here talks about similarly like Rav Kook is saying by us. On the Pasuk, V'chol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim, everything a person does, he should do for the sake of heaven, with an ideal in mind. Ki Hillel, like Hillel HaZaken, the head of the Sanhedrin. Kishaya Hillel yotze l'makom, ayu omrim lo l'heichan ata olech. When people saw Hillel walking, they asked him, excuse me, where are you going? And he answered, lasot mitzvah ni olech, I'm going to do a mitzvah. And then they asked him, ma mitzvah Hillel? Apparently it's the students, and we find throughout rabbinic literature that students nudge their Rebbe to ask him all these details because we want to learn even from the small things of great people. In Kotem Begodel. So Hillel said, I'm going to do a mitzvah. They asked him, what mitzvah? And he answered, Lebeit HaKiseh Ani Olech. I am going, excuse me, to the bathroom, which was, in those days, outside of the buildings. V'chi mitzvah hizo? Chazal asked, since when is going to the bathroom a mitzvah? Amar lehen hein? Hillel answered, yes. Bishvil shelo yitkalkel haguf, so that my body should stay healthy. Again, similarly to what we're learning about today, to wash up, is it healthy for the body? And then another story, Heichan ata holeich Hillel. Another time they asked Hillel, where are you going? And he said, again, lasot mitzvah ani olech, I'm going to do a mitzvah. Ma mitzvah Hillel, what mitzvah are you going to do? Hillel answered, Lebeit hamerchatz ani holeich, I'm going to wash up, to take a shower, to the bathhouse. V'chi mitzvah hizo, the students asked, what, since when is it a mitzvah to go to the bathhouse, right? To daven is a mitzvah, to put on tefillin is a mitzvah, to do chesed is a mitzvah, but since when is taking a shower a mitzvah? Amar le'en hen, yes it is. Bishvil enakot et haguf, because I'm doing it to cleanse my body. Teda lecha shehu ken, and he says you should know that this is really a mitzvah. Ma'im okiyanu tom dod beplatiot shel melachim, hamimune aleyem liyot shafan, umimarkan. Right, if somebody is in charge, the janitor in the palace, his job is to wash the floor, to scrub, to make sure that the palace is very, very clean. Malelo salira b'chol shana v'shana. And he gets a very impressive salary, maybe even gets a raise in his salary every year. V'lo od ela shu mitgadel im gdolei ha-malchut. Not only that, he gets to see all of the kings and the princes who come to visit his boss, the king. So if it's so important, and they pay good money to the people who upkeep the palace, anu shenivreinu betzelem udmut, we who are created in the image of God, in the copy of God, we are the shadow of God, shene'amar ki betzelem Elohim asata adam al achad kama v'kama. How much more so should we take care of our bodies? So again, we're talking about also external and also the internal, also the ideas and also the emotions. Continues Rav Kook, again, paragraph bet, the end of paragraph bet. Kishem she'a tanur, kishyusak mibifnim, yiten et chumo afilu klapei chutz, yoter mi'ilu husak mibachutz. Rav Kook is catching an interesting point here. The Talmud told us, as we saw, that if a person washes the external part of his body, but he doesn't drink hot water to cleanse the inside of his body, he is likened in the Gemara to somebody who lights the furnace outside without lighting it inside. And what Rav Kook is saying, if you light a furnace outside, it's not going to do anything regarding the outside either. In other words, even if you would have thought that you are cleansing your body for other people, for the real external level, it's not going to work. Because eventually you realize that that's a waste of time. Why am I investing time and effort for other people so much? And in the end, even your physical cleanliness is going to suffer. On the other hand, just like the tanur, what's the idea? There's a phenomena, and this is also an interesting phenomena that Rav Kook is pointing out, that if you take all of the heat and you compress it and condense it inside the furnace, in the end, the outside will have more heat than if you were to make the fire outside the furnace. And this also is like Am Yisrael. The nation of Israel, if we were to be spread out among the nations of the world, instead of us influencing them, they're going to be influencing us. The way to be an Or LaGoyim, to be a light to the nations, is to concentrate ourselves together in the land of Israel, in the state of Israel, in the Jewish community. And once is like fireflies. If you just have fireflies lighting up here, lighting up there, they don't really light up anything. But if you would take a million fireflies and put them into a glass jar, and that would make a strong light. In other words, the idea is to condense inside, internally, and that will even help me externally. Paragraph Gimel, Uklal Gadohu. And there is an important rule. She'oto ha-mishkal ha-shave shebo ohev ha-adam et nafsho u-mechabda mitzad atzma. Im ha-yitaron shel ha-kiruv she-adam karov etzel atzmo, rak hu mevases et kol ha-yesod le-binyan ha-tzedek ha-chitzoni neged kol ha-adam. The same thing as we said before. First turn in before you turn out. Ve'avta le-reacha kamocha. First love yourself. And then after you love yourself, you can love your neighbor as yourself. But if you don't love yourself, you can't love your neighbor as yourself, because you don't love yourself. Again, what's the idea here? Rav Kook is saying Judaism always teaches us to focus on the internal. Focus on yourself, on your own cleanliness, your own physical and spiritual cleanliness, more than doing it for other people. But if a person is doing everything for the outside, if a person is living for other people, to make an impression on other people, to find favor in the eyes of other people, to look beautiful just for other people, in the end, his love of himself is a very crude, selfish love. She'akol ya'avu v'yichabdu, that other people will like him and will honor him, aval hi lo taviat hakavana ritzuya, but it's counterproductive. V'yisha'er eved l'rabim, this person who lives his life to find favor in the eyes of other, he doesn't say what he wants, he's not in touch with himself, and he's like a servant to others. I remember in elementary school, we had, by little boys, their sports team is very important. So there was a kid in our class when we lived in New York. So half the class liked the New York Mets, and the other half liked the New York Yankees. And this one kid, depending who he was talking to, that's who he liked. If he was talking to a Yankee fan, he said, I like the Yankees. And if he was talking to a New York Met fan, he said, I like the New York Mets. And very, very quickly, we found out that he's a hypocrite, that he's just always trying to find favor in the eyes of other people, and he doesn't even know himself who he likes or what he likes, and that's not a free person. As we learned in Orota Tshuva, Rav Kook says that the essence of a person is his free will. And if a person is living just to find favor in the eyes of others, and his beauty is just to find favor in the eyes of others, and he just gives into peer pressure to do anything that'll find favor in the eyes of others, then he is losing his free will. And he's living more animalistically. Animals don't have free will. And he's living less godly, because God does have free will. And a person, chas v'shalom, is turning himself into a slave. That what concerns him is what others think. Rav Kook is saying here again, look inside. Always look more internal. What do I want? What is my opinion? Not just to find favor in the eyes of others. Paragraph Dalid. Ubesidrei hateva. The same thing regarding the laws of nature. Shmirat haguf b'ma sheyesh b'pnim. Here Rav Kook is mentioning a beautiful Kabbalistic idea that the word panim is also the same word as pnim. Panim is your face, your external. On the face of things, al pnei hadvarim, that's external. On the other hand, it's the same word as for pnimi, the internal. And what Rav Kook is telling us is that the pnim is also, there's an external pnim and an internal pnim. An external internal and an internal internal. Like we said before, we spoke about three levels. Washing the body to find favor in the eyes of others. And then a more internal level is to be healthy and to feel good about myself. And then an even more internal level is to wash my thoughts and my feelings. So again, the more internal you look, the better. And even within the pnim, there is panim and pnim. Sham hateva atzmo b'mamaro shel Adon Kol Baruch Hu. God gave us these natures. He was the one who invented our nature. Hakoleo kol mine toaluyot mifuzarim bechol prat mipirtei achayim. When God spread out a million and one details regarding the different aspects of life, for example, our topic, why is it important to wash? There are so many messages and different rivadim, different levels, as we've seen, of even the most menial, mundane aspect of washing our body. As we said, three different levels. And get in the habit of looking for the deeper ones. Right? So God, who amaleo melo cholaretz, that his chesed, his goodness, of making a complex world and a beautiful world and a deeper world. Again, always give the preference for the deeper decision. Again, there is my deeper desire and there's my external desire. If my external desire says, eat a lot of pizza, but my internal desire says, go on a diet, do exercise, be more healthy, listen to your internal desire. Listen to what you really feel like, as opposed to, listen to what you really want, as opposed to what you feel like. Because what you feel like, that is an external desire. Kedesh yuchal lichashev cheshbono shel olam al pi oto abasis shu motze oto chazak benafsho. So this is the idea, explains Rav Kook, that if somebody washes his external velo shatamehem without washing his internal, it's like someone who lights a furnace, who lights the fire outside the furnace rather than inside the furnace. In other words, live a life of depth, even when we're talking about external ideas. Always look for the more internal, and that is more beneficial.